Psalmul 37, versetul 5, și după aceea v-aș ruga să recităm împreună Ioan 3 cu 16. Cuvântul Domnului în seara aceasta ne spune astfel: încredințează soarta în mâna Domnului, încrede-te în El și El va lucra. Amin.
Amin.
Și acum haideți să spunem cu toții Ioan 3 cu 16. Fiindcă atât de mult a iubit Dumnezeu lumea, încât a dat pe singurul Fiu, ca oricine crede în El să nu piară, ci să aibă viață veșnică. Amin. This is a very simple exercise we did with the youth, and we talked about last night what it means to commit your way unto the Lord, to trust in the Lord. Încredințează soarta. Give up your destiny to the Lord. And it's a very simple exercise I've learned in camp way back, and I've used it. One of the ways I used it, there's a girl when I was in Akron, there was a little girl. She was about 4 or 5 years old, and I taught her how to do this. And she would just come up to me, look back, smile, and just start falling. I mean, she would not care at all that, whether I was talking to somebody. And I sat down with her. I said, you can't do this anymore. I taught you how to do it, but you have to tell me before. You can't just come and fall. And she was to smile at me and just go on. And next thing I would know, I'd be talking to a brother or a sister, and she'd just plop in front of me. And I got really scared. And that kept going for a while until the last time she did it. You know when the last time she did it? I was talking to a brother. She started falling. I saw her. I caught her, but she hit her tushy. Okay? Sorry, I don't know what other word to use, but she did. And she realized at that point that that is dangerous, and she should stop doing it. But it was, for her, there was no problem. She didn't even think about it. So I want us to look at this idea of trusting God. Last night we talked about the fact that God is big enough to hold you. He is powerful enough. He is big enough. You don't have to worry because He will hold you. The second thing we talked about is the fact that God is faithful enough to hold you. Okay, one of the biggest worries we have is God going to catch me. I know He's big enough, but does God actually care about me? And we said, you know, we hear about Joseph and Daniel and David and Moses and the apostles, and we think, oh man, those guys have big faith and they're a great man of God. But what about poor little old me? I'm just a little guy. I'm just Bianca. I'm just Sebi. I'm just Betty. I'm just Danny. What about me? Does God actually care about me, and will He hold me up? And we looked at that fact that God is faithful. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 139 when David tells us in what great detail God is faithful and He cares about us. Tonight, I would like us to look at one last thing. What about us? We said last night, let's keep it real. Let's keep our faith real, right, guys? So the question is, do I have enough faith? Do I have enough faith? And we said last night, it's not about you having enough faith. It's about realizing that God has already done everything. Okay? But it's kind of simple for me to say that, and it's a lot easier for us to understand, a lot harder sometimes to understand it. So that's why we did this exercise again, because I wanted to show you how easy it is. The reason Bianca had enough faith is because she knew her dad was stronger. She knew her dad was bigger. But how much did it really take for her to just fall backwards? I mean, it doesn't take much if you know who's behind you. Faith is not how hard you strive, it's how willing you are to fall in the arms of your Father. We keep thinking that faith is like a muscle and we exercise it. And the stronger I get, the more faith I get and the bigger I get. You know, when I was younger, I'm still young, but want younger, I kept thinking, I want to be like Spurgeon. And I kept praying to God, God, give me faith like Spurgeon. I just want to have a great faith like the man of God. And I kept praying, God, give me faith. And I thought, you know, we are all proud. And I'm a proud man. And I just wanted to have a lot of faith so I can show others what it means to have faith. And the more I tried, the harder I persevered, the harder I fell, the harder I hit my head against the wall. And it's, guys, it's natural, okay? Sometimes the older people are not willing to admit to you that they have a lot of struggles. And everybody in church is perfect. We dress very nice, we look very good, we smell good. But guess what? Life is not roses, okay? And if you really look in each one of us' life here tonight, and if you're really honest, we all struggle with sin, with doubt, with fear, with depression sometimes. Unless we lie to each other and we say that we don't have any sin, and John warns us in 1 John that if we do that, we are liars and we make God a liar. We're not being faithful to each other and to God, and we're not being honest with each other. But I want to tell you that faith in God is not about how much harder you strive, but it's just in trusting that God will take care of you. When you sin, God tells you, go to Christ immediately. You know what Satan wants you to do? He wants you to feel so bad that you stay away from God for weeks and months and years. And what do? You don't want to come to church anymore. You don't want to have fellowship anymore because you feel so bad. And you want, most of the youth are usually honest with themselves and they realize they've done something bad. The older people don't feel bad anymore sometimes. And that's very sad. But the young people still feel it. And we should all feel when we sin. We should all be sorry for what we have done. But what happens is we also feel so bad that we stay away from God. And God says, no, that's not the right idea. If you have a problem, come to God. If you struggle with sin, ask God to help you. Salvation is not a one-time thing. It's not just at the cross. It is at the cross. But we also have sanctification. God works in us every single day. So we don't stop being saved. It says, work out your salvation with trembling and fear. Philippians. So my point to you is, if you have a problem, don't try to solve it in your own powers. Okay? I told you I was proud. You know what I tried to do? I tried to solve every single problem in my own powers. I said, God, you get all the glory, but I am going to try it my own way because I want to show you how holy I am. Guess what? I was never holy. I would hold on really good for a few weeks. I would hold on very good for a few months. And boom, Satan will come, tempt me, and he will show me that he is stronger than me. Guess what? Satan is stronger than us, but he is not stronger than Jesus Christ. Okay? So if you ask him to help you, he will help you. He is faithful to help you. Ask him. Just try it. That's all I'm asking you. When you have a problem, when you have something, pray in Jesus' name and see what happens. Christian faith, again, is not about striving. It's about resting. Remember that song, it's not in running, but in resting that we find the strength of the Lord. The Word of God tells us, enter into my rest. Intrat in odihna mea. Or, stand still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. When you stand still, when you trust God, that's when he will work in you. So I want to ask you tonight, do you still have doubts and fears? Do you still think, do I have enough faith? Last thing I want to tell you about faith is, it's God's gift. It's not about how much I have. I can't be better than it. You know the reason God gives us as a gift faith? Because if he didn't, everybody would try like me, and everybody sometimes tries like me. They try to have faith in their own power so they can boast to other people how good they are. Once I realized, I can't have any more faith than anybody else because it's God's gift. It says in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God so that none should boast. Okay? So we can't boast. We can't say that one brother is better than the other. Yes, the pastors here, they are entrusted by God with a higher calling, but their faith is not greater than yours if you trust in him. If you let yourself fall into his hands. Moses, David, Joseph, Daniel, don't think that they are unreachable men of God. They're not. David was a greater man of God after he fell. You know why? Because he realized he was too proud before. So I want to encourage you tonight, if you haven't done so, to let yourself fall into the arms of God. Whether you're young or old, maybe you come to church many times, maybe you still have fear and doubt whether you are saved or not. Maybe you still think, do I have enough faith? I want you not to think about that. I'll tell you why. That girl that I was telling you about, do you think that before she came and was ready to fall into my arms, do you think she wondered, do I have enough faith to fall into his arms? She didn't even think about it. She just came, plopped in front of me, and dropped. That's all. She didn't analyze it. She didn't think, oh my, I have to worry. I have to make sure I have enough faith. I don't know how big my faith is. That's why Jesus says, if you don't come to me like a child, you have to come to Jesus as a child. Because those children, they don't think that much. They just do it. They just know that God is good. Bianca trusts her father. It is harder to come to Christ later in life sometimes. And it is harder to come to Christ for people that are bigger and stronger in their own right than for people that are smaller. Listen to this in 1 Corinthians 1:25. For the fullness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. When we switch the roles, and we tried Fratele Mircea to fall in Bianca's arms, we had a problem there, right? You know why? Physically, yeah, it's a big one. Physically, Fratele Mircea is bigger than Bianca. And sometimes, spiritually, emotionally speaking, when you have a bigger person, they're not willing to fall into God's hands. They think God is small. They see God as small and they see themselves big. So the whole thing is, if you come to God as a child, just trusting and believing, He will honor your faith and He will catch you.